Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Rick Wilson, and this is Getting Dressed with Vocalo.
We fell in love in the summer. I followed in your DM, your number. We fell in love in the summer. Been a minute since I seen me, my lover. So.
Been growing up, people that I guess were inspired me to like want to kind of dress. I think initially it's always your like older siblings, right? So probably my older brother at first. Because I feel like that's the first person you see that's kind of older. And if they're cool or whatever, they're influencing you. I think I tried to dress like Usher when I was like a kid sometimes. But other than that, like, I wasn't really a big fashionable kid. Thank God. Because I would have peaked at like 8th grade or something like that. Around like 21, 22, I like went to LA. And I was doing a session with, I can't remember exactly who it was. It was some band, and someone had their like shirt tucked in with like a suit jacket. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And I think I kind of just like took it from there and tried to like start incorporating this Basquiat-ish style into like my hair and my dressing. I don't know. Then it just keeps evolving.
What you really wanna do? Hey. I got the juice. It ain't zero proof. Girl, you the truth. They all want you. Welcome to Chicago. We the home of the truth. The house of the
juice. I tour Drama, Black Pumas, Yellow Days, and Chromeo. And I'm on. So I'm gonna tell you. I never talk about this to anyone. I have about like the same like 7-8 pants that I know I'm gonna always like to wear, right? And then if it's colder, like last year with Drama, it was cold. So I grabbed a couple turtlenecks, and then I grabbed a couple of tank tops, and then I grabbed jackets that go with those. And then I'm either wearing a tank top or a turtleneck, and then the jacket's always over it. And then I'm wearing either one of those like 8 pants.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like my mama fool, you remind me of better news. And this life full of hate, greed, and attitudes. And I hope you don't take it rude, but you looking edible, and I just wanna bite a 2, 3 to 4, or even more.
Well, the last 3 years I haven't been home in November at all, but the last 2 years I've been in London, and then I used to live there in 2021. I think since I came back in 2021, I've spent at least like 3 months out of the year there. I'm there a lot. I always dressed how I dressed. I had my suitcase before I went to London. I was still fashion and killing it. But like London just really made me be like, oh, okay, like bringing it every day is what I just need to do. It was like the first time also when like I was out in the world after COVID, and the only people I had really seen in COVID outside of like demonstrations and protests and rallies was Chromeo. Me, Chromeo, and A-Track kind of did like 2 to 3 weeks where I was just in LA making the Cluster Funk album with them. So we started that album in 2020 and then come out in 2023. Welcome to my life. Insane.
She said she never seen anyone move like this. Smooth like this. Cool like this.
I think luckily for me, yes, the music got better, the style did. I'm just gradually just fashion and music, both styles are just getting stronger and stronger and like I guess more iconically me. Dave Wan from Chromeo has this thing and he says that if someone can't be you for Halloween, then you need to like get more unique as an artist. So I was like, ah, that's cool, because I feel like I could see someone being me, because I kind of had like a costume on.
Getting Dressed with Vocalo is hosted, cut, and mixed by Morgan Sioka. This segment was engineered and produced by Dave Miska, and it was edited by Cassie Walker-Burke. Special thanks to digital producer Mendy Kong and digital production intern Jessica Martins. Keep up with Vocalo on Instagram at Vocalo and on TikTok at Vocalo Radio, and subscribe to our weekly newsletter, The Goods, at wbez.org/Vocalo-The Goods.